It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities. And my guest today is Sarah Miller. She is the Barnes County 911 Supervisor. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
We are talking a little bit about National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, which is this week. We'll get to that in just a second. But we have some good news that we received yesterday, and that is the burn ban is rescinded.
The burn ban has been rescinded, so we can now enjoy our snowy spring bonfires, I suppose. The big thing is just to remember to call in your controlled burns. Anything outside of a fire pit, I would say, or something that's not or right. has the big potential of becoming severely out of control. But when in doubt, call it in. We don't mind. The phone number is 701-845-8181. We'll ask you for your address and a good contact information, and then we'll put you on our map. So that way, if somebody calls it in asking if it's a controlled burn, then we don't send the whole fire brigade your way.
Very, very good. Keep in mind that normally is basically like sloughs, crop residue, maybe some construction debris, things like that.
You're burning a huge pile of trees. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a controlled burn, but not the fire pit.
No, yeah, if you're just having a little fire roasting some s'mores with your family, you don't have to call that in.
Don't call that in. All right. Very good. Once again, the Barnes County burn ban yesterday rescinded for all of Barnes County due to a little bit of moisture that we received over the last few days. So that is some good news. All right. Well, let's get into National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. And, of course, you've been a dispatcher for a few years now, right?
12 years this year it'll be. I've been a dispatcher. So, yeah, it's been quite the education.
How many dispatchers do we have in Barnes County?
We have, I believe it's 12 total, including our director, who is still a dispatcher.
Holly.
Holly, yep, she still dispatches. And so there's 12, I believe it's 12 of us. I'd have to really count on my fingers for sure.
Okay.
But we've got a really great group of people. They work really hard. They work long hours. They work nights, weekends, holidays, miss kids' birthdays, miss family's birthdays. All because they love what they do and they want to keep our community safe.
It's like milk and cows. It's a dairy barn. It runs 24/7.
24/7, 365. You know, we don't shut down. And I'm probably really biased, but I think that we have the best dispatch center on earth. And I think that I get to work with the best people on earth, really, between all of our agencies and just those men and women down in the basement of the courthouse.
Wow, that's great. And
yeah.
You know, few months, maybe in August, you get some new, you get a new venue to move
new
to,
digs.
Right?
Yeah. We'll have a new office. We'll be in with the new jail. We'll have windows. That's what everybody is excited about.
Yeah.
You know, and we're just really excited to be up there and be able to upgrade, make a better working environment for our hardworking men and women in there, and be able to help out any way that we can and just provide better services for the county and the community.
Well, when you work a 12-hour shift, you like to see a little bit of sunshine out of a window every now and then, right?
Yes. Windows are going to be a huge improvement for us. You know, vitamin D is...
is essential.
It's essential, so, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's great to hear. Well,
yeah.
We just want to honor all of these telecommunicators, and, you know, they work so hard along with, in conjunction with police officers, firefighters, paramedics, dispatch center, and the ambulance crews, as we mentioned, and throw in a few more people that I forgot. I mean, you guys...
So we dispatch 2 law enforcement agencies, 13 fire departments, 7 or 8 quick responder units, an ambulance service, plus we take 911s for the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to work side by side with all of them, all of those agencies, and then also with the public. And it's challenging, but it's rewarding at the same time. We've helped deliver babies on the side of the road.
Isn't that something?
We have, you
have
know.
Have you had that experience?
I did, actually. I had that experience, and it was crazy. It's really how to describe it. Rewarding, but crazy and scary all at the same time. I'm just grateful that I was able to be there for that person when they needed that guidance. And that's what they're there for, and that's what they love to do.
Yeah.
So as long as they're needed, I mean...
911, what's your emergency? Some of us are watching that show a lot. So
I haven't even seen it.
What's the difference between fact and fiction now and that?
I've seen the 911. I think it's on Fox. One, I think there's like a more of a real life situation show that's on now too. And I haven't seen that one, but it is not that dramatic. Mm-hmm. I guess it's more traumatic.
Yeah.
but, you know, we're paid for what we can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can do a lot. Sometimes we're busting our butts for all 12 hours. Sometimes we've got, you know, a little bit of downtime where we can, super fun, but read policy and procedure and practice our skills. You know, a lot of us do typing tests in our spare time or keep our minds busy and sharp. And 12 hours gets to be a long time when you work overnight too. So
no kidding. Yeah. Wow. So how many minutes, how many words a minute do you have to minimum?
Minimum is 40. 40? I think one of our dispatchers can type like 90 words a minute. Yeah. She's an animal. It's kind of fun to watch her, really. But it's fun to watch when these dispatchers get in their zone. Because if we're, you know, on a bad day on interstate, it's a bad day in the dispatch center, too, because we're just slammed with calls and radio traffic and everything. And then, you know, people also have emergencies other than interstate traffic. So we have that on top of it. And it's really fun to kind of sit back and watch these dispatchers just get into their zone and just go.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else to describe it other than it's, you know, they just get in the zone and they just go and they're on and they're, you know, really talented and they care, they deeply care. And that I think is what sets Barnes County Dispatch apart for me, is that the men and women that work there have such a deep love for their community, and they truly want to help, and they truly enjoy what they do. And not a lot of people get to say that about when they go to work, that they love what they do.
That's
right. Every single one that works there does.
Well, we are so fortunate to have a crew like that. Thank you again for joining us today and
getting us
updated on what you men and women do.
Yeah, well, thank you to the Barnes County dispatchers that keep the place running. They deserve all the credit.
Absolutely. They exhibit not only compassion, understanding, and professionalism when they're performing their job year-round, and as Sarah said, 24/7. Mm-hmm. Sarah Miller, the Barnes County 911 supervisor, as we talk about National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week here on this edition of our Voice of the Valley, which is brought to you by Moore Engineering, including their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities.